I'm Andrea Seabrook at the Capitol. Tom DeLay's allies are gathered at the Capitol Hilton tonight. More than 800 are expected to toast the House Majority Leader with speeches, inspirational videos, dinner, and dancing. The DeLay celebration is what conservatives like Richard Lessner call a matter of family interest.
When one of your own is under attack, what you do is you rally the troops, you embrace him, wrap your arms around him, and stand firm with him, and that's what we're doing tonight for Tom DeLay.
Lessner is the executive director of the American Conservative Union, which organized the FET. The intent is to stand behind DeLay at a moment of crisis in his long career. DeLay is under fire for taking at least 3 foreign trips that were paid for by corporate lobbyists, including Jack Abramoff, an apparent violation of House rules. DeLay was already admonished by the Ethics Committee 3 times last year, and the panel is expected to open a new investigation in the next week or two. Meanwhile, House Speaker Dennis Hastert is working to make ethics rules on travel clearer. There are many members of both parties that may have violated these rules. So Hastert wants the Ethics Committee to pre-approve all privately sponsored trips. He announced this on the Fox News radio show of conservative commentator Tony Snow.
There has to be a reasonable requirement that the work is being done, that they're not just being wined and dined someplace to influence them.
Hastert has had discussions with his Democratic counterpart, House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, to avoid another dispute over changes in ethics rules. But while the Republican leadership contemplates these new guidelines, they're making sure their staff understands the current rules. House Republicans have hired a law firm to conduct private workshops with congressional staff, so they too won't trip over any ethics rules. According to staffers who have attended the briefings, there are dozens more planned, and most Republican lawmakers have made attendance mandatory. Jason Rowe, the chief of staff of Florida Republican Tom Feeney, said that his session had more than 120 staffers in it, standing room only.
It's obvious why there was such a large participation in this particular ethics briefing, because of everything that's going on, and people do want to make sure that they have accurately reported everything that they're supposed to.
The workshops include extensive Q&A sessions, but several Republican staffers said there were surprisingly few questions about travel rules. One said that's because everyone knows those rules by now. What they do spend a lot of time on, according to several Republican staffers, is gifts. How expensive a gift is a staff person allowed to accept, and from whom? This can be less straightforward than it may seem, says Jason Rowe. For example, say Corporation X offers Rowe a skybox ticket to a Washington Wizards basketball game. Rowe knows he can't accept a gift over $50, but
the face value on the ticket is $50. But the Ethics Committee does not view the value of that ticket as being $50. They view it as being the most expensive ticket in the arena.
A ticket that can be worth upwards of $700. And Rowe says there are many nuances that could cause a staffer to unwittingly break ethics rules.
We are offered tickets frequently, but we are not allowed to ask for a ticket. There were questions about if someone were to drop off a campaign contribution at your official office. Is that allowed? Because we certainly cannot solicit a campaign contribution on official property.
To help with some of these questions, at the end of the ethics seminars, the Republican consultants are handing out to staffers a small card to carry in their wallets, like a restaurant tip calculator. It's titled the Gift Rule Checklist. First thing on the list, quote, never solicit a gift of any kind under any circumstances. The card also reminds its carrier of exceptions to the gift rule, and if there's a problem, it lists the names and phone numbers of 2 prominent Republican lawyers. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.
You can see the ethics checklist congressional staff can carry in their wallets at our website, as well as the list of recipients of Tom DeLay's political gifts. That list was compiled by the Center for Responsive Politics. Both are at npr.org.